It's 6:34. So we go to Clarkson Valley, Missouri, for a husband who was just cleaning up stuff off the kitchen counter, trying to help out, threw everything in the garbage, put out the garbage, and then the garbage went out, and the garbage truck picked up the garbage, and that's when they realized, wait, where's the 12.5 carat diamond wedding ring? And they realized that he had cleaned everything off the counters, and she had put her wedding rings down, I guess. Maybe she was cleaning something, who knows, took them off, and he had thrown them in the garbage. So now they have to chase down the truck. Truck gets to the dump area. They had called ahead to the guys, listen, stop this truck that came through this area. They pull the truck, they put it to the side. Their garbage was in with 900 other customers' garbage in this truck. They take the truck, they dump it all out. So they have this pile of 8 tons of garbage. 8 tons.
That's impossible. 16,000 pounds of garbage?
That's what it says. And they had to wade through the garbage in order to find her ring.
I got to do math. What's 16,000 divided by 900? Divided by 900 equals 17 pounds. I guess that makes about sense. That makes sense. About 17 pounds of garbage. Yeah, per customer. That makes sense.
Right. So they had to wade through 8 tons of garbage. And the guys from the waste company, a couple of those guys, helped them wade through it to find the rings.
They probably offered them money. There's no way they just volunteered. Well, it is not New York, so maybe they are just nicer
it
people.
Is Missouri.
Can you imagine that happening here? Guys, we need your head. Get the fuck. What are you, out of your mind? Yeah, I'm going to be over here having a cigarette. You can suck it.
Well, some guy, Joe Evans, who works at the waste company, found the rings for him. They were all wading through the dirty diapers and the rotted food.
Oh, Jesus.
Tons of it. And they found the 12.5 carat diamond.
Why would you not just call the insurance? I guarantee you that ring is insured for more money than it's actually worth. Why would you go diving through that garbage?
Because they said the rings are insured, but it's the sentimental value.
Sentimental my
through.
Ass. There's not enough sentimentality to get me to walk through 8,000 tons of garbage.
You kidding me? If I could have caught the truck, I would have been in the
tons.
Back of the truck looking for it.
8 tons of why?
Absolutely.
Dude, say that
that's
ring.
The ring.
Say that ring cost him 100 grand.
Right, I get it.
I guarantee you that, and it's probably more than that. Say it's worth 100 grand. I guarantee you it's insured for 130.
Okay.
The minute my wife started getting crazy, I'd be like, shh, 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 shh. We'll go shopping.
Right.
I promise you a ring of equal or greater value.
Right.
Just shut up. Call Allstate. Call the insurance company. Tell them the ring is gone.
But the ring is right there. You know it's within that truck, within that stuff, and you know your garbage. You can find your bags.
Dude,
you can find it.
I am not waiting.
I'm in there in a second.
If it was not insured, but there's no reason to.
It's the ring. It's the one from your wedding. It's the one you wear every
ring,
day.
It's the ring, my ball bag. We're going to get you a brand new shiny one.
Yeah.
Brand new. 8 tons of garbage. You're out of your tree. And you know it's insured.
Well, you got to, yeah.
Raj, get.
Where are you going to find a 12.5 carat diamond? I mean, you're not going to find. It's not the same one.
The guy that sold you the last one be like, I got a 13 carat diamond for you. Trust me, that jeweler will find that diamond. You don't got to worry about that at all.
I get what they're doing, though. It's not about so much. It's not just any ring. It's their wedding ring, and they want that ring.
Okay.
That's the ring. Maybe they're going to pass it on forever.
Just
who knows?
Pat her on the head. Everything's going to be okay.
And why would you get her one of greater, equal or greater value? Now you're losing money on the deal. Get in the truck.
No.
Get the rings. Then you don't lose an extra $30,000.
No. Listen. You go ahead.
It makes sense to me.
You do it your way.
Uh-huh.
I'll do it my way.
6:38.
You come out smelling like baby diaper.
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
But I got the ring.
Not me.
Dead guy in the envelope coming up.
I got the check.
In just another double shot or so. Right now, here's Ted with the roads.
Heading out this morning. So far, overall here, we're not doing too badly. We have more traffic westbound as you head in towards the Queens Line on the LIE and the Northern.
6:42, Roger and JP on BAB. We're just talking about the couple where the guy, the husband, cleaned off the kitchen counter and threw his wife's 12.5 carat diamond ring into the garbage by mistake. They finally got to the dump and the truck and looked through the whole thing, 8 tons worth, and found it.
Real quick, my other voice of reason. Brett, are you diving into eight tons of garbage?
Absolutely not.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure.
I might check the garbage bag.
Maybe.
That I think it's in.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's it.
Maybe.
A cursory look.
Yeah,
I dive right in. Good morning, BAB. What's going on?
Roger, I agree with you for the first time in many years, I think.
Hey, hop in the truck, get the ring. It's got sentimental value.
But, JP, I kind of agree with you.
You turncoat.
But the funny part that I see is I can picture Ted Lidner putting in the claim for the insurance company, going and wading through all the garbage and finding the ring and drinking all the half bottles of wine.
No. Here's what I can see. I can see Raj calling Ted. Ted going to help him finding the ring and putting it in his pocket. Like, Raj, I don't know where it is, man. I can't find it. I can't find it.
Oh, that's great.
Thanks, dude.
Hey, thanks. Sound good, Linder?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I tried. The next thing. Damn shame people throwing away all this perfectly good yellowtail Merlot.
We'll be back in a few hours. Got to go to the Diamond District.
Yeah.
Make a sale.
6:43.
I got to go see my father's friend, Ira.
I got a great deal for you.
Yeah. It's time for the stuff you need to know. Here's Ted.
Frank Sinatra Jr. will carry on.
BAB Double Shot Thursday. There's the first one from Petty. It's 6:48. We're just talking about this story in the news of a husband who had to go looking through garbage at the dump to find his wife's 12.5 carat wedding ring. He ended up finding it. I mean, I would, if I could, dive right in. I'd go in the truck if I had to find it. But JP and Brett both said, not a chance. I'm calling the insurance company. I'm like digging through garbage, something that's insured. Good morning, BAB. You got a story? Go ahead.
I work at a garbage company, and this old couple comes. It wasn't a big truck, like 8 tons. It was a small little truck. They came, they dumped it out. You know, I'm helping them. I'm thinking, you know, this old couple's going to give me some money if I find that ring. So we're digging through the garbage. They're like, it's in a white bag. I'm like, oh, that helps.
Yeah.
They're all white. So we were digging through for like 45 minutes, and then the lady goes, I found it. She found the wedding ring in a pile of garbage about the size of three trucks.
And she did nothing for you.
Nothing. She left.
And that's what I'm saying here. So this guy went, this guy, instead of calling the insurance company and getting the check, this guy waded through the garbage, got the other guys to help him, who you know did not do it out of the goodness of their heart. So now, he not only went through 8 tons of garbage, but it cost him money to pay those guys off.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Again, hello, Allstate.
Exactly. Hey,
thanks for the call.
Take care, buddy.
No problem.
I need to not kick the guy $100 or something. Just a little tip would have been nice. Cheap. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, Double Shot. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, Double Shot Thursday, 2 from Tom Petty. It's 6:53. The story of the husband throwing away a 12-carat diamond ring by mistake and then having to find it. They were digging through 8 tons of garbage.
I wonder who did more digging. The husband of the
I'm
wife.
Sure he threw it away. I'm sure he's got to be in there.
The wife was over there. Steven! Steven! Look at the green bags. The green bags. You're in the wrong. That's not even the right color, you moron.
As she leans against the car sipping her Starbucks.
Yeah, exactly. So now he's knee-deep in garbage thinking about how he's going to kill her with this rock.
Hey, listen, you know, and then they find the ring, and the story the last guy was telling, a woman, he found a ring, and the woman didn't even tip him. I mean, it's just, you know, sometimes these things get lost. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Yeah, where's JP?
Right here.
Hey, JP, listen to Raj. He wants to tip this guy for looking through the garbage. Meanwhile, he doesn't even want to send for the bill to have his family drink on a cruise.
Right. Well, there's that. There's that. And then he goes, I would at least tip him. It's a 12-carat ring. I would at least tip the guy $100 or something. No, it's a 12-carat ring. No. Here's $100.
Here's $100.
But damn it, I'm not paying for that drink thing on the cruise. No way.
I got to find a way around that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Put it in the Listerine bottle and get your dye. You'll be good to go.
Yeah, that was the suggestion of the day right there. That was a good one.
Thanks, dude.
Everybody, in fact, we had it mentioned after the show. We're like, that whole Listerine thing, it's a lot of work, but it's an interesting idea to get alcohol on the ship.
Yeah, okay.
Who would know?
I'm too lazy. Here's my credit card.
I don't know why I'd have 3 gallons of Listerine with me on a ship.
Halitosis, bro.
That's it. Yeah. I have incredible halitosis.
Yeah. Hell of a hot tub, Heather.
Hey, 6:54, we're a little late.